It's a new t-shirt saying I'm a grandpa. Been right there as our time got small and holding.
CBS News Brief. The misery from cold, snow, and ice continues. CBS's Carter Evans from Oregon's biggest city.
Many still don't have power in the Portland area. So far, 18 people have been treated at local emergency rooms for carbon monoxide poisoning. Firefighters say some had used generators and portable propane stoves inside.
The Republican presidential candidates making their cases to voters in Chile, New Hampshire, ahead of next week's primary. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
You talk to voters here, and no one really seems all that excited about their choices. Though when you talk to Trump supporters, they're obviously still very much endeared to him.
The U.S. conducts more strikes on Houthi rebel sites in Yemen. Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
A U.S. official says the strikes targeted Houthi launch sites in an attempt to preempt further attacks against commercial shipping.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, WisCountry.
Winona!
It is going to be partly cloudy through about midday, and then clouds will gradually increase with a little bit of light snow possible by late this afternoon. High today, 11. The wind will be north at 5 to 10. Tonight, some light snow this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy, 1 below. Tomorrow, we may catch a glimpse of sun, but overall mostly cloudy with a high of 9 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is 0.
Good morning from the Sunrise Show. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country here at WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Good morning, everybody. Hope it's treating you good. You got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
We're here to have some fun, play some good music, and talk to you. Call up and join the conversation, 423-1055, 715-423-1055. Got a lot of good stuff lined up for us today. Melissa, how you doing so far?
Oh, pretty good. My voice is a little craggy, but otherwise good.
We'll work that out. We'll get it all straightened out. I have to apologize, Melissa. I make it a note. I try not to ask people how they're doing before noon. I really do try not to do that to you. I'm so sorry. It's not fair. It's
just not fair. Yeah, right. You ask me that every morning, James.
I know. Every morning I do that. I know.
Every morning.
We got good stuff lined up for you today, but I want to start right here, Melissa. I think this is a fun place for us to kick off the show. And I want to note real quickly, we're going to talk about a cat that went missing here. It was last week, Wednesday or Tuesday. I usually check my vehicle because I park outside. You should check under my vehicle to see if there's any animals under there. And I've never actually found one. I just always check just because of stories like we're about to do.
Right.
And Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it was, there was an actual cat under there. A big tabby. Big tabby. I've never seen
it. Oh, wow.
Big enough to, like, it had more meat on it than I do. It seemed to be doing okay out there. But
it was floofy.
Yeah. One of the worst things that could happen, I can only imagine, is having an animal there and not realizing it. So this time of year, always, any time of year, really, but always be checking for those things. Those are my fellow parkers outside. A cat who went missing from her owner's home turned out to have gone for an 800-mile road trip across England and Wales in the engine compartment of a moving van.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Yeah. At least they were warm.
I guess. Laura Teeley said her family's 8-year-old Siamese cat, Jasmine, failed to return home for dinner at her Weston-super-Mar home on the same day that her neighbors moved to Lionel, Wales.
Ooh.
It was 2 days later that Telly received a call from a veterinarian in Dwallifs, England. Jasmine turned out to have crawled into the engine of one of the moving vans parked on the street the day she disappeared and went on a trip.
Oh.
Just wanted to get away. Just, you know, needed a break. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there.
You know, kind of daily right now.
Yeah, yeah. You want to get away. You don't have the funds, so you sneak into a moving van's engine. I mean, we've all done
right.
it. Let's not judge the cat.
Well, we've all thought about it.
Borer drove the truck the following day for jobs that took him through many different towns in England. He finally discovered Jasmine under the hood of his vehicle after the feline had been stowed away for about 800 miles.
Whew. 800 miles.
The cat was taken to the vet in Dawlish and scanned for a microchip, which revealed Tilly's contact information.
Another good reason why you should have your pets microchipped.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that with our friend Madison Rafter when we have our Pet of the Week and a little bit today on WFHR. Join us right at the top of the 9 o'clock hour for that. Tilly said Jasmine was a bit dehydrated from her journey, but otherwise uninjured.
Well, that's a relief. I wonder why he looked. Maybe heard her meowing?
Yeah. It doesn't say, and I really am curious if there was engine troubles or something like that. I'm with you. What made him want to look in there? Regardless, I guess, great that he did.
Yes.
Very thankful that he did, of course.
Absolutely.
Granted, I don't know vehicles inside and out like a good mechanic would or anything, but I know vehicles fairly well. I've seen a lot of different engines in my life. I'm not sure what engine this cat was able to hide in. I don't know how big this cat was. Siamese cats don't tend to be too big. They tend to be a bit thinner. I don't know if that were played into this cat's favor or...
It must have just flattened out and in a warm spot and able to stay out of moving parts.
And we do this all the time with animals. I'm one of the most guilty of all. I do it with my fur brother every day, pretty much. But, you know, putting our own thoughts on animals. They don't think like us. They don't have brains like ours and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to know that cat's reaction. When okay, I'm sure the car's going to stop any minute now. Any minute now. Okay. Any minute. I can't. Wow. How far are we going here? What's going on?
And then the hood opens up. Who's this guy?
Where am I? Where am I? Check the chip. Check the chip. Get me home.
Where's my food dish?
We have to bring this up with Madison later. We have to bring, I want to get her take on this one.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm so happy for those owners. I can't imagine.
No, that's a good story.
Yeah, you know, anybody misses a pet, and it's tough. But if you've got family and you know, kids involved and everything, I mean, that's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So good on them, and what a story they got to tell.
For sure.
Their neighbors get used to it, because you're going to hear that story a lot for the next couple of years. You're going to be hearing about that one.
Mm-hmm.
We dive into our National Day of Calendar for this January 18th, 2024. It is National Thesaurus Day.
Aha, day to use your words.
Mm-hmm.
So one day off of our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Thinking the same thing, yeah. Poor Phil. We just missed it. Just missed it by a mark here. Shout out to our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Listen to us every Wednesday at WFHR, where we have our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, about 8:45-ish, somewhere around there. The history of the thesaurus, not only is it one of those difficult words for me to say, but it is it is quite interesting. I encourage people to look into it. It's fascinating, especially how we did this early on. We just had, you know, basically a handful of people collecting these words.
Okay, yeah.
And kind of coming up with, different ways of saying them, different versions of them and everything.
Well, and it's interesting, too, to look at the history of words that we don't necessarily use as much anymore. Our methods of communication have changed so much. Imagine what it would be like for somebody from the 1700s or the 1800s to try to read a text message.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is this language of the future?
On WFHR in the 9 o'clock hour, Melissa and I are going to get into a fun story came across about a vintage dress that had a secret note in it. I found fascinating and just an amazing story.
Me too. I had to read it as soon as you sent it
to me.
Oh,
cool. Good. in the story, Morse code comes up. And so I wanted to familiarize myself with it a little bit more, just to understand the article better. And my papa used to tell me, and my grandfather used to tell me a little bit about Morse code, and I learned a tiny bit of it, like SOS, simple things like that.
Right.
When we look into the history of these things, I think it's so important to just take that walk down memory lane a little bit and learn mm-hmm. about these things. It's fascinating the way it started and how so many of our things that we have nowadays, we would not have without these early people collecting this data and, you know, keeping trace of spreading the information. This is part of the reason why I'm such a big believer in knowledge should never, you know, you should never be charged for knowledge. I hate that.
That would be a good thing.
I'm a grown man. I understand that we live in a world, an economic world and everything. And you know, industry's got to make money. Teachers deserve money. All of those things. Universities deserve money. I'm not against any of that. But the idea of an Ivy League has always disturbed me. Always bother me. A type of school that, hey, maybe 20, 30 people will get a scholarship to get into, but the other thousands that get in because of their connections and their money. Why do they deserve a better education than the rest of us? That doesn't make any damn sense. It's knowledge. I understand if we're talking about oil, we're talking about something that we create. Knowledge is everybody's. Nobody owns knowledge.
Well, colleges used to be publicly funded.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know why that we can't go back to that.
Imagine, you said that about people from 100 years ago. Imagine people from 100, 200 years ago talking to a young person and be like, well, why are you struggling? Because I'm in debt because of my education. Because I wanted to learn. I wanted to get a degree. I wanted to learn and better myself and have a career in my life. So I'm in debt. And I'm going to spend the next 20 years getting out of debt and not be able to buy a home because of it. And meanwhile, you've got some of our brightest minds having these master classes that charge you like $250-$300 to sit there and listen to Martin Scorsese for 2 hours. Like, I love Martin Scorsese. I would love to watch that class and see what he has to say. I ain't paying him $300, a master class $300 for that. Get out of here. It's knowledge. Share it. If I was in that position, I'm not going to pretend like I know what I would do because I've never been in that spot. I would hope I would share that information freely.
Yeah.
Make myself a YouTube page and throw it out there. Do the counter master class. I'd like to see some entertainers, especially so many of these creatives that come from rough backgrounds, do that. I'd like to see them take that initiative. How much, if you wanted to look it up at a thesaurus right now, how much would that cost you? Not a damn thing. Go ahead and pull up your internet and look at your online, or go to the library, get a thesaurus or something like that. Mm-hmm. How much do libraries charge? Not a dang thing.
Nothing.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, we do pay for it with our taxes, but you know what? I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either.
Those are the things that I want to pay for with my taxes.
It is a fair point, though. It is a smart thing to bring up. I'm rambling over here. You might want to slow me down. It's a good idea. Women's Healthy Weight Day. Celebrate self-love and embrace the beauty within. Rock your unique style, radiate confidence, and dance to your own fabulous beat. In the book Women Afraid to Eat, Breaking Free in Today's Weight-Obsessed World from 1999, Frances Berg offers an alternative to America's growing obsession with being thin and waif-like. Calling out issues like size prejudice, eating disorders, dysfunctional eating, and obesity, the book offers a foundation upon which Women's Healthy Weight Day can be celebrated in an uninformed and educated way. Informed and educated way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should not need to just cave to the pressures of what society says is the right weight for a woman or what a woman should look like. It should be based on your health and your, you know, conversations with your doctor and how you feel comfortable.
I completely embrace that and celebrate that, empower and encourage every single woman to feel that way. Every single human being I've ever met is beautiful in their own way. I have never seen an ugly woman. I've said this many, many times. I have never seen an ugly woman. Beautiful. Women are beautiful. Every shape, size, creed, color, whatever. Now, when it comes to what you think is what matters and your self-worth and self-confidence and those feelings, because I just everything else I said, I believe every human being deserves those feelings too.
Mm-hmm. And I like how they point out, you know, focus on non-body compliments instead of saying, oh, you look beautiful today or you look skinny today. I mean, you can say something like, you know, I love the way you bring joy into the room. Mm-hmm. You know, you're good at listening. Compliments that don't have anything to do with how you look or how your body is.
focusing on our intelligence or our brains or our wit or, you know, comedic sense of timing. Any of these fun things are good, important ways to note about everybody, especially not just especially women, but especially, you know, those of you that have women in your lives. I think it's very important.
And, you know, you can do these things with men, too. James, I appreciate how many words you bring to the conversation.
That's awfully nice of you, Melissa. That's
you're welcome.
I love, love, love your singing. I could not get enough of your singing.
You.
You're one of my favorite voices. I love hearing you sing. I especially love when it's improv and you just I can tell you didn't plan to sing, but you just jump right in. Like when our bumpers were gone the other week and you were doing the bumper music. God, it's one of my favorite moments.
That was kind of fun. I liked it.
That is one of my favorite moments in radio. Like I kid you not. I'm not overstressing. It really was. I don't think we appreciate enough Melissa's wit. you are one of the queens of one-liners. Like when we need to end a segment, you are nailing. If we are keeping track of Seth, Melissa, and I, who gets to like end a segment, I like to end on a funny note. I think that's a pretty understandable thing with radio, TV, anything. Melissa is the queen of it. She's at least easily got us beat with as far as like ending segments. Like easily.
Now, I think that. If I'm the queen, you're the king. You know, we share that mantle very well.
Well said.
And I was trying to be goofy, and then you went and made me blush.
I did mean to do that. You leave me an opportunity to be serious. Of course I'm going to do it. Mr. Over-Serious over here. And National Gourmet Coffee Day. Whether it's the rich flavor or the coffee boost that it can help a person wake up in the morning, coffee has become an important part of the start of the day or middle or end or, you know, 11 o'clock at night. any part. If you have.
It's traditionally, you know, morning is when you think of it for most of us.
Anybody
like James?
Yes, yeah. Please don't be like me. Anybody who has coffee right now, is in honor of National Gourmet Coffee Day, let's all take a drink of our coffee. All right, right on. Salut, everybody.
There we go.
Mine is a little warm. Oh.
Okay, now James has a burnt tongue.
Yeah. With hundreds of varieties of beans and dozens of interesting ways of brewing, each bringing its own unique flavor, coffee has been developed over the years. We've talked about the history of coffee quite a bit, from the Turkish Arabic to plenty of other modern times. It's an interesting history.
Yeah, the one that I have never gotten behind is instant coffee.
Yeah,
I much prefer,
you.
Like, I do mine with a pour over. I don't mind a drip pot, you know, like your traditional coffee pot that we're all used to at home.
Yeah.
But I do like the pour over.
I like the pour over. When the Krug thing first came out, I tried them and I didn't mind them at first. But then I don't know if something changed in me or something changed with them or whatever, but they just stopped tasting like right to me. They tasted more watery to me. And to each their own. Some people prefer that. Some people like it. I'm with you. I like the old brewed way of making it. I really want to get myself a coffee grinder. I want to grind my own beans. I really, really want to do that.
Mm-hmm. I have a cousin who roasts his own beans.
Yeah. That's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah. It's kind of his little hobby on the side that he enjoys doing. It's fun.
I don't know if I'll ever be able to or ever want to retire, but if I ever have more time in my mornings, I would like to do that. I would like to be able to just ease into my day, brewing some coffee. That my first thing of the day. Like that just seems awesome to me. And finally, it is National Peking Duck Day.
Peking duck.
Yeah. Many people,
which isn't actually duck, right? Or is it?
I'm not sure. I know that I've seen it served my whole life, but I've never had it. Many people find roast duck to be a dish that is delicious, but often saved for a special occasion. But what kind of occasion could be any more special for eating roast duck than celebrating National Peking Duck Day? Very few culinary dishes can claim a long and ancient history as Peking duck, dating back as long as 700 years. This dish has a rich history that comes from northern parts of China, and it is specifically named after the city of Beijing. The first printed recipe of Peking duck can be traced back to the year 1330, when a rather complicated recipe called for roasting the duck inside the stomach of a sheep.
Were they talking to the people in Scotland about haggis?
Right, right. As a side note, I don't think we get to make fun of, like, fast food places when, like, KFC comes up with the, all right, we're going to get rid of the bun. It's just two pieces of chicken with another piece of chicken. Like, all these crazy concoctions Taco Bell and all these fast food places come up with. Like, we've been doing this a long time. We're putting a duck inside a sheep. I mean, come on. We've been making weird food for a while here. I never realized this before, but I immediately take back any shot I've ever taken at any fast food place from coming up with weird combinations or anything.
Yeah, we have an odd relationship with food.
Got a good, you mentioned the Scottish cuisine, another one like this.
Yep, haggis.
Yeah. In modern times, Peking duck has continued to evolve in style and the way that it is cooked. Most notably, the dish has changed from being cooked in a closed oven to cooking the ducks by hanging them in an open oven. Which is how
an
I always
open
saw
open oven.
Walking past through Chinatown when I was a kid, you'd see this in windows, and they'd just hang in there.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
I've never had it. It would be something I would try.
Okay.
I've had duck like once or twice in my life, really. It's not something I've had very often.
Same.
But the fact that this is served with thin slices with a pile of thin pancakes, you roll it up in the pancake and dip it in a sauce, I'd eat that.
I didn't hear any mention of pancakes. Okay, now I'm on board. All right, here we go. All right. That did sound pretty good, actually. I'll try that. I would try that.
And the sauce is sweet.
Oh, that does sound really good. That does sound pretty nice. I actually got to try that, I think. We got some requested music to get to. This is for Rachel over in Grand Rapids. Here is Mr. Brad Paisley on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
Using a fake ID at a college bar. Getting caught with a girl in the backseat of a car. Running out on the field for the senior game wearing number 17. There's a last time for everything. Like a short straight cassette in a Pontiac. Let's leave it long in the back. Wearing a tux in a high school gym, and she's wearing your class ring. There's a last time for everything. Last call, last chance, last song, last dance. Sometimes you just don't know when that's gonna be. Last time for everything.
Brooks and Dunn's Kix Brooks on Country Legends 24/7.
You know, we have we're getting disagreements, for lack of a better term, about certain songs. You know, there's always a few that we both like, and then some I'm like, ah, I don't know, you know. And we try to be honest with each other without hurting anybody's feelings. But that's where your producers come in handy, and that's part of their job, is to help you pick material. So if it's a song that one of us is on the fence about, you know, and our producers are either, yeah, I'm not much on that either, or, you know, we'll kind of go with the flow.
Another step, said, I see the way out, and I'll I'm gonna take it. Stumbles to the sink and pours it down the drain. He said, it's time to be a man and stop living for yesterday. Gotta face it.
Carrie Underwood, Wasted, here on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Cannot get enough of her voice. Love the way she sings.
She's a beautiful singer.
Dive into some country music news. Kenny Chesney announced his 20th album, Born, will come out March 29th. He says everything about this record has been different, including the time spent on it and different ways it was recorded. No word on the track listing yet, except the lead single, Take Her Home.
Nice.
20 albums.
That's a lot.
I mean, whether you even know who Kenny Chesney is, whether or not you like him or not or anything like that, I think you hear something like this, you got to take a step back. Like, that's impressive. great name for the album, too. Born. That's a, I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's a good name. I'm curious to hear more of what he has to say about that because of the recording process. That part, I'd be interested to hear how it differs from his other 19 albums. Melissa, do you know the band Wilco?
No, I don't.
They're a great band. They're a bit of a jam band, bit of a folk band, a little bit of that, a little bit of this. I don't know really how to stick their genre or what the style of music they do, but they're good. I like them. I'm a big fan of theirs. And Jeff Tweedy is the lead singer, songwriter for Wilco. He was on the The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Different show, same guy.
Very different show. Very different. He was on Late Night with Stephen Colbert. Gobert, and he Jeff Tweedy thanked Dolly Parton, and also thanked her and said how much he admired her, and also then he said he thinks Dolly Parton shouldn't have written "I Will Always Love You." He loves Dolly, but doesn't like the "I" part of the chorus. He jokes that he can hold a note very long, so long is dead to him. So I think that he loves the song, but he thinks it should be "Will Always Love You," not "I Will Always Love You." It's a joke. He was playing around and having some fun with it and everything. But noteworthy, too, because him and Dolly Parton have talked and, talked about working together a little bit.
Well, that would be interesting. You know he's from Chicago, or that band is from Chicago, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was trying for once not to be the one to mention it, and thank you for mentioning it, but yeah.
You're welcome.
I do that way too much. I'm trying to be better about it.
They're known as an alternative country group.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. They've got a bit of a country feel to it. A lot of steel, some steel guitar, some of that. CountryAircheck.com posted a list of the 100 most played songs over the last 50 years.
Wow. Over the last 50 years?
Yeah, the 100 most country songs played over the last over the last 50 years. Toby Keith placed eight songs on the list, and in a post on Facebook, he said, quote, "What an honor it is to have accomplished this along with legends like Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Tom T. Hall." You can see
He's 62, which I guess, 50 years, but still, he didn't have songs up for that whole time.
Right. You can go to countryaircheck.com to check out the complete list. It's fascinating. It's kind of interesting. Number 14, My Next 30 Years from Tim McGraw. Number 12, My Wish from Rascal Flatts. And number 11, Dolly Parton, Here You Come Again.
Nice.
Getting into the top 10, The Best Day from George Strait. She'll Leave You with a Smile at number 8 from George Strait. So he's got two of them in the top 10.
Nice.
Keith Urban's Somebody Like You from at number 6. in the top 5. At number 5, It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere from Alan Jackson and Jimmy Buffett. The Good Stuff from Kenny Chesney.
Okay.
Amazed from Lone Star. Oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good song.
Boy, if you were turning 21 at a certain time, every bar you were in at around 2 a.m., that's what was playing. That song was playing. That alone, I'm sure, that got it into the top 50. I mean, at number 2, I Love This Bar from Toby Keith.
I love this bar. It's my kind of place.
Nice. And at number 1, Live Like You Are Dying from Tim McGraw.
Oh, all right.
Imagine having that honor. Like being the number one song on this list over the last 50 years, that's the number one song that has been played in country music. It's a pretty cool list.
Why is it ironic to me that the top two are "Live Like You Are Dying" and "I Love This Bar"? I don't know why. That just strikes me as ironic.
It's kind of amazing, or amazed. I was trying to fit it in.
Amazed.
Good. That's an interesting list. Again, countryaircheck.com if you want to see the entire list. We'll take a time out. We'll come back, and we got some good stuff lined up for you. We got some Kenny Rogers and Dottie coming up, Randy Travis, Willie Nelson, and plenty more for you on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
KFC's wraps are still just 2 for $5. Just think about that. 2 wraps, just $5. You want a new spicy mac and cheese wrap and a new honey barbecue chicken wrap for lunch? Just $5. You want a new mac and cheese wrap and a spicy slaw wrap as a snack? Just $5. You want 2 classic KFC wraps just because? Just $5. KFC wraps are back for a limited time. Now with 3 new options. Choose 2 for just $5. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and third-party ordering websites. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
We said 1,500 hours.
Dax's hangar flies high thanks to his military precision.
You copy?
He wants to land some aircraft mechanics, preferably with a military background.
Okay, I wasn't aware of a new timeline.
Cancel. Stand by for new assignments.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It is going to be partly cloudy through about midday, and then clouds will gradually increase with a little bit of light snow possible by late this afternoon. High today, 11. The wind will be north at 5 to 10. Tonight, some light snow this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy, 1 below. Tomorrow, we may catch a glimpse of sun, but overall mostly cloudy with a high of 9 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is 0.
Country Legends 24/7. Kenny Rogers talking about a pre-country star job.
Selling office supplies.
Right.
You know, I used to sell carbon papers and typewriter ribbons and stuff. And I was really good. I got fired because I wouldn't work a whole day, though. I mean, I was good as Kenneth Rogers as a salesman.
Everybody, this is Randy Travis.
Suppose I called you up tonight and told you that I love you. And suppose I said I want to come back home. And suppose I cried and said I think I've finally learned my lesson. And I'm tired of spending all my time alone. If I told you that I realize you're all I ever wanted, and it's killing me to be so far away, would you tell me that you love me too, and would we cry together? Or would you simply laugh at me and say, I told you so? Someday you'd come crawling back and asking me to take you in. I told you so, but you had to go. And now I found somebody new, and you will never break my heart in two again. If I got down on my knees and told you I was yours forever, would you get down on yours too and take my hand? Would we get that old time feeling? Would we laugh and talk for hours the way we did when our love first began? Would you tell me that you've missed me too and that you've been so lonely and you've waited for the day that I return? And we'd live in love forever and that I'm your one and only? Or would you say the tables finally turned? Would you say I told you so? Someday you'd come crawling back and asking me to take you in. I told you so, but you had to go. And now I found somebody new, and you will never break my heart in two again. My heart into again.
Traditional country music is alive and well in the heart of Wisconsin. From Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Why do I have to choose? See everybody lose. They walk around and sing the blues. Well, darling, I refuse. Love is hard to find. Love of any kind. And love like yours and mine creates its own design. So why do I have to choose and see everybody lose and walk around and sing the blues? Well, darling, I refuse. Think of her, and then I think of you. The love is not the same, but either love is true. Why do I have to choose to see everybody lose? Walk around and sing the blues. Well, darling, I refuse.
so good looking. Hold yourself together like a pair of bookends, but I've not tasted all your cooking. Who are you when I'm not looking? Do you pour a little something on the rocks? Slide down the hallway in your socks. When you undress, do you leave a path? Then sink to your nose in a bubble bath. My, oh my, you're so good looking. Hold yourself together like a pair of bookends. I've not tasted all your cooking. Who are you when I'm not looking? I wanna know. I wanna know. I wanna know. Do you break things when you get mad? Eat a box of chocolates cause you're feeling bad. Do you paint your toes cause you bite your nails? Call up mama when all else fails. Who are you when I'm not around? When the door's locked and the shades are down, do you listen to your music quietly? And when it feels just right, are you thinking of me? I wanna know. I wanna know. I wanna know. My, oh my, you're so good looking. Who are you when I'm not looking?
105.5 FM.
Gather around me and lend an ear, cause I got something you ought to hear. I'm telling you that you ought to feel a certain kind of love. Now it can strike in the day or night, just as quick as a rattler's bite. You got a case of love at first sight, and it's what you're dying of. It's just bing, bang, boom, one, two, three. You're feeling normal as you can be. And then bing, bang, boom, lickety-split. It doesn't come on bit by bit. It gets instantly in full swing, and it's bing, bang, boom. Now I was footloose and fancy free. I had respect, I had dignity. My hair stood up and my skin goosebumped. My mind went blank, my IQ slumped, and my judgment hit the road. It was bing, bang, boom, one, two, three. I fell the second you looked at me. It was bing, bang, boom, lickety-split. It didn't come on bit by bit. It was instantly in full swing. It was bing, bang, boom.
Bang, boom.
Shania Twain, don't be stupid. Use your intelligence. Come on.
Why not?
I like how she throws the don't be ridiculous in there at the end and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I love the violin in that song. I'm a sucker for violin in any of those songs. And it's good for country music that Shania's back in the game.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. She was the soundtrack of my high school days.
Right on. Hey, you know, I bet you're not alone on that one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, probably not.
On this day in January 18th is where we go in 1938. Born on this day in Spring City, Tennessee, was Hargis Melvin Pig Robbins.
Really?
Oh, great name. American session keyboard and piano player, having played on records for artists such as George Jones, Alan Jackson, Merle Haggard, Loretta Lynn, David Allen Cole, and Conway Twitty, and many others.
Wow.
Prominent part of the session instruments in Nashville, instrumentalists in Nashville. He was also blind, having lost his sight when he was 4 years old due to an accident. So another noteworthy thing about it, an amazing session player, a huge part.